And I'm delighted to have with us in the studio Lynn Manning. In 1996, Lynn co-founded the Watts Village Theater Company in partnership with the late actor and community activist Quentin Drew. The company develops and produces new plays of relevance to the underserved Afro-Latino community of Watts and South Los Angeles. Lynn is currently the chair of the board of directors of the Watts Village Theater Company. He is also the president of the Firehouse Theater Company, which is dedicated to including artists with disability in all aspects of the theatrical performing arts. Lynn's most produced play to date is his autobiography solo play, Waits. Center Theater Group original 2001 productions of Waits garnered 3 NAACP Theater Awards, including Best Actor for Lynn. His television credits include a variety of commercials as well as appearances on Seinfeld, Nip and Tuck, 8 Simple Rules, Dream On, and The Sinbad Show. Lynn, welcome to the Coonrown Report.
Thank you for having me, Melvin. Happy to be here.
It's a pleasure.
I need to update that bio you have there. Excuse me. I'm no longer chair of the theater company. I am now the artistic director. I stepped away from the chair and become an employee of the company now.
Yes.
I'm also no longer president of the Firehouse Theater Company. It's in the process of being liquidated. That company is, the artistic director is no longer going to run that company, and the board is dissolving, and they're dissolving its nonprofit status. So. Unfortunately, it will no longer be producing work.
Okay.
But Watts Village Theater Company is on and popping.
Oh, that's great. And we're going to talk about it. But can you tell our listening audience about your background? How did you get off into writing and acting and directing, et cetera, like that?
I'm it's a roundabout sort of way I come to theater. I should say, to start off, that I'm, for the audience members that probably don't know, I'm totally blind. I haven't been blind all my life. I was shot in a bar by a stranger in Hollywood at the age of 23. Prior to that, I grew up in South Central. What was South Central? I guess has been rebranded as South Los Angeles now. From a family of 9, and that eventually was spread throughout the city in foster homes and all. And I grew up. Half of my childhood in poverty and the other half in middle-class foster homes. But throughout all of that, visual arts were my love and passion, and I had dreams of being, the next Ernie Barnes or Black Salvador Dali or something. the incident, shooting, brought that dream to a close, but having been one who had been very much familiar with loss and recovering from loss, I had always, and my second love had always been literary arts, so I turned to literature straight out of the hospital and pursued that. Writing short stories and my biography and all of that, and poetry. Now, once I started to get poems published, I was required invited to participate in readings of the work at various venues as publications came out and literary magazines around town would bring me in, and I had suffered great stage fright as a kid, never did enjoy speaking in front of people. So I urged other of the poets there to read my work for me, because my excuse was I can't read it from the page, and I can't read it from Braille fast enough to read it out loud, and I can't, I don't have it memorized. But the people just wrecked my work. So I figured if ever I wanted my work to deliver like it, like I wanted it delivered, I'd better start doing that myself. So I put forth the effort to memorize the work, because I memorized poetry and songs from, my childhood that had nothing to do with my own creation. So I should be able to do that with my own creation. So I did that and delivered the work at these readings in the way that I wanted, them to be delivered, and I got this great audience response. So, it's like I wanted more of that. I got enamored of the audience performer dynamic and pursued that with great gusto. I looked into acting classes. I got some acting classes over at the Burrell Institute at the time that I was considering these making this search. A woman who had been a casting director for Francis Ford Coppola's Godfather series, and way back Playhouse 90 and the original Twilight Zone shows, Ethel Winant had lost her sight and went blind, and had taken classes and training there at Burrell, and volunteered to teach an acting class and bring some of her industry friends in to help. And so by the luck of timing and the draw, I got into those classes, and I played sighted characters from as diverse as Sergeant Waters in a soldier's play, and Stanley Kowalski in a Streetcar Named Desire. So I did all sorts of sighted roles, and decided at the time that since I was writing, that the next natural thing for me to do would be to try to write a play of my own. So I jumped into that, and at that time, a woman, Irene Oppenheim, who is currently the artistic director, has been the artistic director of the Firehouse Theater Company from way back then. This was in 1990. Was putting together a workshop for writers with disabilities to write plays based on themes taken from King Lear, and these were going to be produced by Firehouse Theater Company. So Ethel Winant got me into that workshop, and Irene dramaturged me through the creation of my first play, a play called Shoot, that I wrote. About a blind man who buys a gun to even up the odds on the city streets of L.A. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, it's tragic, it was a hit. And from that point forward, I was hooked on playwriting and on the way. In fact, that play got me my first Dramalogue Critics Award for playwriting, and it also got me engaged and involved with the Center Theater Group's playwrights workshops over there. They are a Mentor Playwrights Workshop and their Blacksmiths Workshop, where I really honed my playwriting tools, and eventually became an artist in residence there back in the late 90s, where I directed workshops for people with disabilities who are to write plays and you know, solo pieces to perform themselves.
Mm-hmm. What's Shoot? Was that a one-man show?
No, Shoot was a three-character piece. In fact, Shoot, it was through Shoot that I first met John Freeland Jr., who actually played opposite me in that as my brother.
Yeah,
so that mm-hmm. was back way back in 91 when it was my first paid acting gig, and yeah, John came on to play the character Charles, which is my brother, who almost gets, you know, mm-hmm. shot by me in that play. That play has been included in an anthology of work called Beyond Victims and Villains, Contemporary Plays by Disabled Playwrights.
Mm-hmm.
That gets a lot of use in schools, and particularly schools that are engaged in disability studies.
Is it a one-act?
Yeah, it's a one-act.
Mm-hmm.